This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in. We are here to give musicians and the wider arts and entertainment community a way to reach an audience with their words and music, an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures, self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Social Distancing Diaries. Featuring us, this edition's hosts and guests and everything in between, Adam and
Sam
from
Heights.
Hello, we'll give you a brief introduction. We were asked to do this podcast. We are a band called Heights, of which there are two members. One is me, Adam, and the other one is...
Me, Sam.
And we're going to be... doing some funny things, trying to keep you a little bit entertained today.
Yeah, with... we don't want to keep it. You know, we don't want to make it too, you know, dredgy.
No, it's not too quarantine heavy. We're not even going to mention. We're going to mention it. So let's move on.
Okay.
Because like all bored men, we are very well versed in podcasts. We listen to a lot. Real quick off the bat, interesting question. Favorite podcast?
Paranormal.
Paranormal Life. That's probably one of my favourites too. Big fan of M. Glads, Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, Ron Johnson.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just hit it off, and this is the introductory jingle to our podcast.
No, we don't mention the introductory.
Oh, we don't mention it. Okay, well, podcast. That's it. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Hello.
I've got a segment here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the segment?
It's called What's Your Favorite Advert? What's your favorite advert is the name of the segment.
Current or forever?
All time. And you can have multiple choices. You don't have to go one.
Okay. Well, one of my favorites off the bat is just purely... because of how much I hate it, is Switch Guarantee.
That's a good one. The opera one's similar vein, isn't it?
Which
You're
one?
Compared.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the meerkats.
The meerkats are
Let's
classics.
Talk meerkats for a second.
Did you ever have a meerkat doll?
I didn't. Apparently, You only got sent one when you signed up.
Signed up for insurance, and when that first came out, I was a kid, and I didn't need insurance when I was a kid.
But I don't really even need it now.
No.
I need it. I just don't have it.
Yeah, me neither. You know unless I mean? Someone's just done that.
Well, my mum phoned me the other day and said, your house insurance is up. I was like,
what are you talking about?
I
don't know what that is either.
Bored man children. That's what we are.
Exactly. Unacceptable. Okay.
So, any other adverts you'd like to mention just before we flip off?
Any other adverts? I don't know. Well, I've got a fascination with the old Lloyd's TSP. The ho, 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 ho.
That slapped.
They were great. There's so many good ones, and that I feel like Cadbury's, you know, absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, the gorilla.
Uh-huh.
The eyebrows kids.
Eyebrows kids. Yeah.
Eyebrows.
All of them.
All of them. Okay, well, listen, hit us up. We are at Heights Music on Instagram. If you have interesting takes on your favourite advert or one that we've not mentioned.
HMU.
HMU. HUU. Hit us up.
Yeah.
So. Do it, because we're interested to hear what you have to say. And that leads me on to my next segment for you, Sam. It's called, What Did You Have for Breakfast Today?
Sorry, what? What did you have for breakfast today? Weetabix.
Weetabix.
Yeah, no, I actually wasn't even Weetabix. I lied. It was like cheese. It was cheesy. It was quite weird.
Jesus.
Yeah, it had hot sauce and cheese and corn ham in it. Sorry, product placement.
Oh my lord!
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, all these bands getting sponsorships. Corn better sponsor us.
Yeah,
because we're vegetarians, but like shite bag ones. Just eat fake meats.
Horrible.
Like I've gotten way fatter since becoming a vegetarian.
Agreed. You have. True. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Uh huh.
Do you want to spell some words out for me?
Oh, mate, I love spelling.
Because
I've always been really good at spelling. Yeah, I actually aside, I've always been really good at spelling. So to show off at something I'm actually good at, yes, please, let's do it.
Let's do it, man. Okay, so the first one, spell integrity.
I-N-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y.
Incorrect, it's M-O-N-E-Y. Spell talent.
T-A-L-E-N-T.
Close, it's H-Y-Y-T-S. Spell handsome.
H-A-N.
Bro.
S-A-M.
Correct! Spelling bee! There we go. I've never been good at spelling.
No?
No.
I'm naturally quite good at it, but I can also say words backwards quite well.
You can.
Yeah.
Go on.
Hit me with a couple of them then. Three syllables or less.
Bumble.
Elbum. Elbmub.
Elbmub. This is, I mean, you said three syllables.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is only two. Quite long, though.
You got Bumble on the brain, by the way.
I do, because it's right there. It's right in front of me. I'm taken. Light switch.
Oh god, that's hard.
It is hard. It's only two syllables.
Oh, that's you've stumped me with that one.
Begin it.
No. Okay. That leads us on to our next segment.
That's it.
Yeah. What is the tickliest part?
Oh.
That was a good noise. What is the tickliest part?
What is the tickliest part? Oh. That's a tickliest part. No.
What do you find is the tickliest part of your body if someone was going to go in a tickling?
I'm generally quite tickly. So,
yeah, me too.
But probably my feet. I can't stand anyone touching my feet. Yeah.
Common answer, but I find my feet untickly.
Really? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Everything else. Neck is my tickliest.
Oh. Mm, I found your weak point.
Yeah.
Which means cut your feet off.
Yeah, obviously.
And then
cut my neck off.
Then.
There you go.
Could do that too.
That leads me to my next one. This is a very, very well named one. It's called Have You Ever Get a Manicure and Other Male Grooming Opinions.
Have you ever get a manicure?
Now I know that you are a modern man.
I am.
And you love a sunbed.
I do like a sunbed.
Ooh.
I like to, you know, I do it within moderation, you know.
Not,
I don't,
I'm just asking.
Not for sure, but yeah. I'd like to explain myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I should feel like I have to, but it makes me feel a lot better about myself. Also, in Scotland, which is where we're from, we are completely deprived of vitamin D.
Okay.
This is not an excuse, but
this
we are.
Scientific.
So if I'm dosing myself, with a little bit of vitamin D or quite a lot of vitamin D within a 6 minute period, every once a week, once every 2 weeks,
yeah,
you know, that's
you can't argue health because it's straight up.
No, it's cancerous. Bad. It's definitely bad for you.
Yeah,
it's definitely bad for you. But it makes me feel better about myself.
Then that's all that matters, man.
Yeah, I think we're all gonna die someday.
Exactly. Hopefully not sooner than later. Might as well die with a tan.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to be sitting on my deathbed.
No.
With like pale skin.
Exactly. Open casket.
Exactly.
Fuck that. Exactly.
Exactly.
So what about mani-pedis?
Mani-pedis. I'm a massive fan of mani-pedis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A nail paint or like polish colour?
Polish.
Yeah.
I can't do a trim because all of my nails are too short.
Right, too
As are yours, I think.
Yeah, mine are too short, but I got them painted last night.
And they're looking snazzy,
They are looking snazzy. Lots of glitter.
One of my dad's best kept secrets is that he loves a pedicure.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
As a way of relaxation,
relaxation.
Yeah, a way of exciting.
Hi guys. Yeah.
Get some Rylan in here.
So to answer your question, yes, I like that stuff, and I think self care is important.
I agree.
I mean, obviously, you put your own importance in certain things, and what matters to you is of your choice, but looking good, feeling good is a great thing, you know. We had a big old bender the other night, and I woke up the next day having not feeling that great, and I thought to myself, you know what, I'm gonna have a shower, brush up really nicely, and wear some nice clothes, and hopefully that'll make me feel better about myself.
That's lovely.
And it did.
Did it?
It helped. It really worked. Thank you.
That's just to explain the wine o'clock. Just to just to explain the bender, we watched Boris Johnson tell everyone that it's like go time.
Yeah, it's locked
down. And our first response was, okay. And don't get me wrong, we are actually, as you know, all sarcasm aside, we are law-abiding citizens and we've been very good during this quarantine, as you all should be too. It's just morally responsible. But our first thing was, okay, well, we should go and do a little shop, and we got a bottle of pink gin.
Yeah.
It was top of our list, and, yeah, and we were drinking it. And it kind of just added this weird level to the whole don't mention the quarantine thing, because being really hungover... Mm. On the first day of everything being different, was added a tinge to it.
I did
see you go to the shower with your nice clothes, and I thought, what's he doing?
Yeah.
I've been smelly ever since.
I mean,
I've been using it as an excuse to have zero personal hygiene. Which, you know, did I ever need an excuse?
But I don't blame you, man. If there's ever a time, yeah, obviously, you know,
just try it out.
Yeah,
it's time for testing the waters.
Yeah,
how smelly do you get, kind of thing. You know,
exactly.
Okay.
Also, what was that thing that you just spoke about, the virus?
What?
Don't mention that.
The what?
The virus.
Don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
The virus.
The what?
The virus. Oh, sorry.
You just...
I mentioned the virus.
You just fucking mentioned it.
I mentioned it.
You shouldn't have mentioned it.
The virus.
Right, next segment. What is the scariest thing?
What's the scariest thing?
That one was fucking deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really scary.
I know it was.
What's the scariest thing then?
I'm asking you.
You're asking me what the scariest thing is?
Yeah.
3 things.
Oh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Crumbs in the butter.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's such a good show. Yeah,
it's like gross. Mm-hmm. And it's scary because it's like you don't want to call the person out on it too, because no, we all do it.
I've done it once, and you were there when I called that person out.
Oh, I've done it loads of times.
What do you mean? Like you've
done it? Done it.
I've been there when I've called the person out on it, and it was one of the worst experiences of my whole life.
Really?
That person was so horrified by the accusation.
Yeah, because it's straight up like, you know, not allowed.
Yeah, it's heinous.
Yeah, heinous.
Fuck.
Okay, second thing. The existential dread of the creepy realization that nothing matters and we're all going to die alone. Which is just there.
True.
Most of the time.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Clowns.
You're not scared of clowns?
Fuck. I understand the fear. I used to be scared of clowns.
Oh, right, okay.
But I'd say they're up there with the scariest things.
Mm.
Because I think some things that are meant to be happy, that have this positive vibe, when they're like fucking twisted into like actually being scary...
Oh,
that girl's my goat.
I know what you mean, man.
That really gets me.
I really know what you mean.
Yeah.
Those things are like finely engineered to entertain little children.
Exactly, and that's the whole positive vibe, and then they twist it and make it bad.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, terrible.
That's 3 good answers there, man.
And that leads us on to a segment that I have made called What Emotion Is This Noise?
Emotion. 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 What emotion is this noise?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire away, man.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with a couple. This is speculative because it's come from me, so it's not like we're finding the noises somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So... don't worry, you don't get it right, because the beauty is in the eyes beholder. Okay. Oh!
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said, I'm an awe of
you. Oh! Look at that!
Do you know what? Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah, I had it like shock.
Well,
like
shock and awe.
Shock, exactly. There you go.
Look at that.
Okay, here's another one. Oh!
See, I'm at a disadvantage. The listener can't see your face. I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Your face has 1,000 noises.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah, it that's does. That's what they're saying. It's Shakespeare.
I'm gonna say disgust.
That was disgust.
Nice.
Mate, you're killing it. Okay.
Yeah.
This one, just a hint, because this is quite a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
This has the same first syllable as that.
Okay.
Oh.
Discomfort.
No.
No. Disgruntled.
Yeah, man.
No, disgruntled.
Disgruntled. Okay, last one.
This is a mystery of human existence. See, this is a trick question. This could literally mean anything. That's a nice.
No, I've got a specific thing in my head.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Is it unsheathing a blade?
Well, it's anime.
Is it?
Yeah, I think because that. Well, whether it's used in like sexy ones and it's used in normal animes too. Right. So like. Yeah, I'd say that's an anime
I get
noise.
You know, and do also you know if I mean? You pitch that up, it's like...
Yeah.
So what okay. is it?
That was anime.
Just anime?
Just anime.
I mean, that is, yeah, it's broad, isn't
it's
it?
It's a broad emotion, man.
Fair enough.
So that was what emotion is this noise?
Do we... I think... Look.
Do you want to do some? Is that what you're hitting at?
I can do some, yeah? If you want.
Hit me with some. Ah! That sounded like pain, like you're on fire or something, or you stubbed your toe.
Yeah, I was being chased, but by like someone that's like inconsequential.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Someone that's inconsequential.
Yeah, like the repercussions of the whole situation. I'm sounding like an idiot right now, but like the repercussions of me being chased.
Uh-huh.
Is inconsequential.
Okay, like, cool. So you're just having fun.
Yeah, but also like the little thing that's chasing me is kind of scary, but I know that I would. It's fine.
You'd batter it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or I could just run away.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's more like a mirthful...
Exactly.
...scream.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, hit me with another one. Ah. One more time. That, because I know you, that's like the noise you make when you're really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
But if someone else made that noise, I'd think they were possessed.
Yeah.
And needed Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for joining me on that one.
Yeah, thanks. Everyone, thanks for joining us on that
one. Yeah, and if you have any noises, H-U-U.
Hit us up.
Ooh.
Do we want to talk anymore, or do we want to just let it go? I feel like, you know, short and sweet.
With the podcast in general?
With the podcast.
Well, we just want to say thank you very much for tuning in. We've loved doing this. It's been very fun, and... you know, do whatever you can to stay safe and, more importantly, stay sane. From sunny Glasgow, we send you all the love in our hearts and thank you very much.
So much love, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. We just got a phone call from our manager and he said that we should do a little song for you as part of this podcast. So we're going to do a little acoustic version of one of our songs, Bullet, just to round you off. Thank you very much for listening. Love you loads.
Whee!
Every time I see you, I wake up on the floor. And every time we touch, I lose a little bit more. Used to be the envy, MVP, but now look what you done to me. Oh, every time I see you, I get caught in your tracks. And every time we touch, I lose my grip on the facts. Used to run the gun, get all the fun, but now look what you done to me. Oh, you get me low. I just wanna hit, I just wanna get with you slow. And just in case you don't know, we'll chew a bullet, baby. Straight through my brain like a bullet, baby. Blood, red stains everywhere you've been lately. Everybody's trying to save me, but it feels so good standing in front of you. Every time I see you, I get caught in your sights. And every time we touch, I have you read me my rights.
Used to be the MVP, but now look what you done to me. Oh, yeah. Well, you get me high. And I just wanna hit, I just wanna live till I die. And just in case you don't know why, you're a bullet, baby. Straight through my brain like a bullet, baby. Blood red stains everywhere you've been lately. Everybody's trying to save me, but it feels so good standing in front of you. Oh, you're a bullet, baby. I can't stop a mother loving bullet, baby. Shit's fucked up everywhere you've been lately. Well, everybody's trying to save me, but it feels so good standing in front of you.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, @sddpod on Twitter, @socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season, edited by Jed Shepherd, concept by Tom Dark.